If you live in Bloomington, chances are you started seeing TV ads like this one a couple months ago.
Peggy Mayfield was raised in Indiana by parents of the Greatest Generation.
That piece for House candidate Peggy Mayfield was one of the first to air this election season. It's a little like Christmas for the firms that create the spots. WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports on the somewhat secretive world of campaign advertising in Indiana.
Political races can be decided many places, at the ballot box, in the state house, and, as it turns out, in a third-floor office with purple walls and muted lighting on Massachusetts Avenue in downtown Indianapolis. It's the home of the Engelhart Group, a consulting firm which gets about a quarter of its revenue from political campaigns. The place is run by two guys. One is Blair Engelhart, a Republican with slicked back hair who's always fidgeting with his smartphone. Engelhart's partner is Ray Volpe, a Democrat whose father served 16 years in Vandenberg County as county auditor and treasurer. And it's here that this story already diverges from what party insiders on both sides will tell you about how agencies work.
Someone who is Democrat-leaning would not want to work on a Republican campaign and vice versa.
They are segregated almost entirely into Democratic firms and Republican firms. There's a few firms over the years that have gotten away with doing both sides, but not very many.
That was Indiana Republican Party spokesman Pete Seat and former Indiana Democratic Party chairman Kip Two, who both say many agencies prefer working under the radar. The Engelhart Group is a Republican agency, mostly. For instance, they did ads for this guy in anticipation of this year's gubernatorial primary.
I'm Jim Wallace, and the race for our next governor is just beginning.
Engelhart keeps many of his ads on his laptop, and it's clear when he plays some of the Wallace pieces, they rekindle memories of the campaign, which ended when Wallace didn't secure enough valid signatures to stay on the ballot.
We got spots on here that we never even ran because he screwed up.
But the agency also does work for Democrats. And here's where the shadowy nature of advertising, as Seat and Two describe it, becomes apparent.
Off the record, can I show you one we did for a Democrat?
Does it have to be off the record?
Please. Well,
can I ask why it has to be off the record?
This one is a big deal. This one would get me in a lot of trouble.
Suffice to say, the candidate is an up-and-coming Democrat, and the ad is like many others, showing interactions with family and friends. It's a good example of what Seat says many small campaigns need to do before November 6th. Build recognition.
You're going to have to put up more ads more frequently, especially if you have low name ID. You know, usually the first phase of advertising is about getting your name out there, letting people know who you are, where you stand on issues.
Engelhart says that can cost anywhere from $2,000 to $50,000 per ad, and that doesn't include buying time on TV stations. So the campaigns sometimes have to get creative, like this example Seat gives of a recent GOP spot.
We recently put together a very short, it was about a 3-minute web ad that was nothing more than scrolling text that looked like a teleprompter running on my iPhone through an app that I downloaded, recorded from someone else's iPhone that we uploaded directly to YouTube from the phone. I mean, the cost to put that together was probably $5 or $6 in just the time, you know, that it took us to do it.
More campaigns are now doing cable advertising, Ray Volpe says, because it can be targeted.
In Indianapolis itself, I believe there are 5 or 6 different zones you can buy. So if you're just going after the south side of Indianapolis, because it's a race that just affects the south side, you can buy that.
But Engelhart says it's also about knowing the territory, especially if TV doesn't make sense in a given race.
We handled the mayor's race for Elwood, Indiana, Ron Arnold. I think that whole campaign was just outdoor boards because the way that city was located, you literally, everybody in Elwood had to drive by these outdoor boards every day. So it was a perfect scenario.
Most small campaigns this cycle will go door to door and send mailers to each household in a district because TV and radio spots are often too costly. In general, the more competitive a race is, the more money will be spent and the earlier the ads will appear. The cash goes to firms from Washington, D.C. to Indianapolis, which work on behalf of campaigns, 30 seconds at a time. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.